You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Before we do anything else, I do want to get the art studio was open.
Oh, yes, yes.
So I'll allow you these.
You can hear the little jingling.
Well, listen, my wife has really broken out some of the artful regalia or accoutrement.
Oh.
So what's the first one? Ah, yes, UCLA, the fateful 10:30, 11 p.m. start, whereas 19.5-point favorites, they lose outright to Arizona while we're both in a deep sleep. That is a Bruin with a paper bag over his head, holes cut out for his ears. And
extra
a
touch.
That's a real bag that was put on there. And Jim,
and the glitter, as we've come to expect.
How do people get a chance to see these?
Well, we did a video last time. I could just post a couple or have Evan post a couple photos of the new additions because you didn't just deliver UCLA.
Oh, no.
Smokey.
Yes.
With a little Santa hat.
And the Santa hat has an emblazoned L on it for the loser that he is, as Spencer Rattler orbital ramming speed as 21-point favorites. So we'll add both of those. And then, yeah, maybe we do...
Can I just thank your wife? Because these aren't going to weigh down the tree either.
I feel like
the tree's going to fall over with all the ornaments we have on it.
I did tell her that there was going to be... It's like an airplane that has hit its weight restriction.
We're
going to
be middle of a pick this week, and the tree's just going to give me a concussion.
Look, I think they're beautiful. I know people have said in the reviews, well, how do we get to see them? I'm not the guy to talk to.
Evan's put some on our Instagram. They've been on the social media, the Twitter accounts.
And what are those called?
Valeni Podcast.
Can we change the name of those?
Talk to Evan.
Why is my name on
Because you're a big deal and you've got a radio show that
I
you're using.
I don't care. Okay, call them Cash the Ticket or whatever you like. I mean, I don't care. Call it Cookie Factory. Do whatever you like. But go check those out. And you know what I'd love to do?
What?
I don't care if the company gets mad. Can we just do... like Tony Bennett, Oh Christmas Tree,
absolutely,
as the backing track behind your tour of the tree.
Yeah, listen, I mean, it's,
you know, come on, Oh Christmas Tree.
It's not going to get flagged on Instagram. It's fine.
Can we make that happen?
Yeah, we could. Yeah, we're fine.
These ornaments are gorgeous.
We need to nominate one from last week, and we had such a good week that this is one of the rare instances where I don't think we have, like, maybe it's Washington State late night on the Palouse getting blown
out.
Boy,
was that weird. Down two, start of the fourth quarter. And touchdown, two-point conversion, touchdown, two-point conversion. They just didn't have anything left in the tank.
Is it that, or is it Ohio State? We cut 45 minutes on it, both wrong. And you know what kills me about it? We're going to talk about it. All year, we were both...
On Michigan,
and then the Corum injury specifically spooked us.
Donovan Edwards' injury as well.
Yeah.
And again, he almost fumbled twice early in the game because of the cast. We can get to that game and break it down.
So what's the ornament of shame?
I don't know, buddy.
It's got to be one of those two. I don't know that there's another glaring miss that we had this week.
I'll let you select it. You select it, I'll manufacture it. I mean, look, 4-4, 5-5, I hit the bet I wanted to hit the most. You tell me.
Or the Irish. The Irish should be the other one.
See, the Irish, there was nothing wrong with it. They fumbled in the red zone once.
They did the thing we said they couldn't do.
And it was really the only separator of each team doing what they needed to do. If Notre Dame scores on that drive, they cover.
But it changes the script. Notre Dame's not a team that can come back down multiple touchdowns.
You pick it. Tell me
how
who
about
the
this?
Ornament of shame is.
People message us, social media, reviews. You tell us. We'll have it decided.
Worst bet from the last week?
Yeah.
I'm fine putting it in the hands of the people.
And we'll announce what it is on the college episode for championship weekend.
You know, there is, I don't know, man. You could... Can't be your under. It can't be that. No.
No.
The gospel selections. That's right.
You're looking back at our sheet.
I am. I wanted to take a peek. and just see if there was something I missed. All right, so let the people vote. It might end up being Brutus the Buckeye. It might.